ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதே தவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஜாக்ரத்யபி ச வித்வாம்சம் பீடயந்தி ந தே ததா அவித்வாம்சம் யதா லோகம் தயா பாத்திரம் ச சர்வதா. நவ் வாட் வி ஃபவுண்ட் தட் வென் தி மைண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் ஈவன் இட் ட்ரீம் ஆல்சோ வென் இட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஃப்ளட்டரிங் பட் இட் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் கோஸ் பட் மோர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் வென் தி மைண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ் ஆர் தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் லைக்ஸ் டிஸ்லைக்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ரைட் in deep sleep and all that is not there. From that one point we have understood that they are the dharmas, properties of mind, not of atma. Now what he said, jagrati api cha vidvansam na te pidayanti. Vidvans, a wise man, person who has realized this truth, that these are the properties of mind, not of me, that man is called man of wisdom. When a wise person also comes to waking state or not, he wakes up from sleep, yes. So in his case also, mind is functioning or not, yes, functioning. There also various thoughts and modification will be there or not, yes, will be there. Somebody can ask, Mahatmaji or any person, what that, what will you have, tea or coffee? You can also say, give me tea. Oh, she has got a liking for tea, huh? So all these kind of preferences can be there. All these things will be there or not? Yes, will be there. But this interesting point is, they na pidayanti, they do not torture, they do not trouble, they do not persecute, they don't create any disturbance for that wise man. Oh, in case of wise man also, in the waking state, when the mind functions, there also will be variety of thought modifications. Not only desire, anger or anything like that, but love, kindness, all emotions, generally whatever you find, all those emotions will be displayed, and you can see that. Sometimes you can say, a man of knowledge also getting so angry. See, he gets angry. So what? He can get annoyed because wonderful people are around. So they will get annoyed and all that. But pida is not there. It just comes like this. Mind level it has gone. The knowledge that I am Chaitanya Atma Swarupa, it is always there. So what we find in waking state, here is a wise man and the other side unwise. So wise person also has got all these kinds of, you know, things. Feelings and thoughts and emotions will be there, but they don't create any problem for that person. That's why in the fourth chapter also you will see the lakshanas of wise man and all that. It's no problem at all. But avidvamsam thapidenti, but ignorant persons, everything is a problem only. there was one king, you know, I don't know who was that, Midas touch or something. Whatever he used to touch used to become gold. Midas, Midas, I don't know. If I say Midas, we'll say Midas. If you say Midas, they'll say, no, this is Midas. वो अमेरिकन होगा दूसरा बोलेगा ब्रिटिश और बोले द इंग्लिश ऑल्सो इज इन इंडियन इंग्लिश इज डिफरेंट ऑस्ट्रेलियन इज डिफरेंट अमेरिकन डिफरेंट ब्रिटिश डिफरेंट एनी वे बट इन समबडी वाज आई हर्ड दैट ही हैड अ बून व्हाट इज टच विच बिकम गोल्ड वी ऑल्सो हैव गॉट अ बून व्हाट इज टच बिकम्स अ प्रॉब्लम फॉर एवरीथिंग इज अ प्रॉब्लम ओनली एक्चुअली दैट मैन That became a problem only because everything you touch is gold. In front of there is a cake and ice cream and you touch gold. You can't eat gold. And then when your child came, come baby, gold. If everything becomes like that, also is a problem only. Whatever we touch. But some people case not only problem, it becomes a crisis only, or a big crisis has come. And wise man, no problem. Prasadam adhigacchati. Prasadam. Everything is fine. Joy only. So when the mind functions, all these emotions are seen. The wise man is not perturbed, disturbed, because he knows what is nature. And ignorant man, if he sees something, is a problem. If he hears something, is a problem. If somebody comes and only just is, do you know, such and such person was telling something about you. If you are a wise man, you will say, oh, let him tell. No, but what did he say? Now forget about it, whatever he said. Oh, no, tell me. And then whether that man said or not said, and then you say, what is he fuming? Jagratyapicha vidvamsam. Pidayanti nate tatha avidvasam. The way these things disturb and agitate an ignorant man, they do not, wise man, they don't disturb him. That is called sthitapradnya purusha, a man of wisdom. Man means woman also, I have told you already. Anyone who has got this knowledge is that person of enlightenment. Therefore, daya patram cha sarvada. So this ignorant man is always an object of pity. Daya patram, miserable. I pity him. Pavam. बिचारा गरीब बिचारा उसको कोई चारा ही नहीं मिलता एवरी टाइम दया पात्र से ही इवोक्स ओनली पिटी इन द हार्ट्स ऑफ पीपल अरे पिटिएबल कंडीशन है दैट पर्सन मे बी वेरी रिच ऑल्सो एजुकेटेड ऑल्सो बट ऑलवेज ऑलवेज प्रॉब्लम हाउ आर यू अब क्या बताएं सी नो दे कॉन्ट ए प्लेजेंट्रीज ऑल्सो इन द वेन यू मीट समबडी एंड हाउ आर यू सम पीपल स्टार्ट टॉकिंग देयर हेल्थ बुलेटिन अरे वी नेवर आस्क्ड यू नो अरे हाउ वाज योर नाइट पूछो ना कैसे मैंने रहन बिताए तो वही पूछो ना मैं डोंट आस्क एंड पूछा अरे पूछो ना ask, you know, ki how I have, whole night I was, you know, awake. Vichara Dayapatra. Pitiable is condition. Huh? क्या बताऊं जागृत्य च विद्वांसं पीडयन्ति न ते तथा अविद्वांसं यथा लोकं दयापात्रं च सर्वदा. सो नाउ व्हाट वी फाइंड, जस्ट बिकॉज दिस इमोशंस एंड ऑल दैट दे अराइज, दे डोंट क्रिएट प्रॉब्लम. आई होप यू आर फॉलोइंग द थॉट डेवलपमेंट. Only because these thoughts and emotions are, they are not still creating a problem. Because if that was creating problem, even the wise man or other wise man or everybody should do all that. But a wise man, in his, everything is happening. So all these emotions in themselves are not any kind of problem. Oh. Serious point. Then why the problem? The real problem. If that we have got a body is not a problem. That we have got a mind is not a problem. That we have got a sense organs is not a problem. And our body also goes through all that growth and aging process is not a problem. In the mind also, all these thoughts and they come, that's not a problem. But that's our nature only. So the problem is what? Tasmad adhyaname vatra. Sarvada dukkha karanam. Tatsvarupam hijnatavyam. Vicharena dhunamaya. Tasmat, therefore, what we come to conclusion is the cause of all our sorrows is not the mind or different emotions and all that which arise. Ajnanam eva atra sarvada dukkha karanam. The cause of all our sorrows, sufferings, all agitations and whatnot. The cause is ajnanam, ignorance. But the problem is, what is ignorance? So, but follow the thought. If body itself would have it was a problem, then every problem only. If the mind or senses are problem, then how, what freedom will be there? But wise man has that, ignorant man also has got that. But wise man is not affected. That's what ajnaname vatra dukkha karanam. Ignorance alone is the cause of sorrow. But what is the nature of ignorance? Tat swarupam hi jnatavyam. The nature of ignorance also will have to be understood. What is this ignorance we are talking about? We are not talking about ignorance of physics or chemistry or mathematics. Or science and arts and music or business or anything like that. Because ignorance of physics, you know what is ignorance of physics, you don't know and you study and all that. But this ignorance we are talking about is a very original ignorance, very fundamental. And because that ignorance remains, therefore a person may be very, very strong physically or financially or political power-wise, but still suffers. We are not suffering because we don't know physics. Is it like that? If it's an ignorant, because we don't know physics, therefore sorrow is there. So all physicists should be very, very happy and all that. You know? But there is no such thing. You know why you are suffering? Because you don't know music. Huh? But those who know music, they have to face the music of life. Then, which ignorance you are talking about? Tat swarupam hi jnatavyam. Vicharena adhuna maya. So, I written, sir. So, now I will have to understand the very nature of ignorance. Which ignorance we are talking about? Adhuna, now vicharena by right thinking. We have to understand what is ignorance. It's a very, very peculiar kind of thing, you know, in this ignorance. So it is basic fundamental ignorance. Because now we have seen raga, dvesha, ahankar, swartha, and they all arising. They are arising from ignorance. What is that ignorance and which manifest in all these forms? What is its nature? Is a serious point, huh? Serious. Once somebody asked me how to have fun in life. So I said, be serious. Serious does not mean long face. Serious means serious, deep, mature thinking. We think just eat, drink and be merry. That will not make you happy. But so there is nothing to eat and drink, and then what will you do? Huh? Then will you be happy? But we are saying something, in the absence of that also you will be happy. That is something. So we have to very seriously think the nature of ignorance. Seriously we have to think. So we'll have one shloka, because I don't want to leave you now like that, you know. At least speak about, no, what is that ignorance we are talking about? Satya buddhir yada drishye. Swatmano bhinnata tatha sukha buddhistada tasmin dukha buddhir hi va bhaved. The first thing is, when we are in deep sleep, nothing yet. When you wake up, we start seeing the world around us, of things and beings and everything. And when we see, the one thought which is there in our mind, that what we see is real. Satya buddhihi. In drushye, what we see, what we experience, a thought is there in our mind that it is real. Satya buddhi, the samasi, satya iti buddhi, is called satya buddhi. That what I see is real. The notion of reality is there in the world of objects. And another thing which arises, bhinnata, it is different from me. Some object is there, it is different from me, and also it is real. That's a basic practical thing. Then arises another buddhi, another thought, sukha buddhi. Then what I see, I say it is real. Even though we may not verbalize like that, but that thought is there behind it. Jagati satyatva buddhi. That it is real, then you say it is beautiful and it is a source of joy. So I superimpose the idea of sukham on that. sukhadhyas or dukkha buddhi, or it is a cause for part of all. So something is there, is different from me, and it is real. That first thing has to be there. There afterwards, our idea that it is beautiful or ugly, joy-giving or sorrow-giving, the object by itself is only an object. And what one considers as a source of joy, other person thinks it is a source of sorrow. So it is not in the object, it's what you have thought about it. And then what you think, it starts appearing like that also. If you think that it is beautiful, it looks very beautiful. What beautiful? Because everybody's idea also, beauty also is very different, no? Once you know, monkeys, I read it one place, monkeys, and they saw a beautiful lady. They say, oh, what a beautiful lady, very beautiful. That one monkey, but only tail is missing, you know. If the tail was there, it would have, oh, what a beautiful, or idea of beauty, because he has got a tail. So, are you amused? Satya buddhi. You know, remember, all this desire and all that arises only when you have got satya buddhi. What happened, you know? I went to somebody's house. I went because they invited me, okay? It was not gate crashing or anything. They invited, so I went, you know. Dining table, everything was there and all that. Such, you know, that basket of beautiful tray, all mango. They're looking for so delicious. And you know what happened? That lady of the house was giving me everything except mango. But I said, what kind of person is that, you know? That looking so, so. Suddenly, luckily, a phone call came for the husband for to attend it. Then I told that lady, can you get me a little glass of water? But she said, it is there. No, little warm water. Not that I wanted warm, but I wanted to go away. So when she went, then I touched that man. Plastic. Now see, I had desire for that mango because I thought it was real. Point is serious. I thought it was real. It looking so nice. So they had desire. But the moment I came to know, it was not real. What do you want? Shanti. How the desire rose because, number one, no other, bhindata. However hungry I may be, and suppose I go here, nothing is there on that. Right? But do I say, let me eat my finger? Do you have any desire like that? Oh, narbhakshi bhi hote hai na log. they eat human, but other human being, huh? Not their own body. Why? Why I don't have desire to eat my own finger, however hungry I may be? Because I don't think it is different from me. It is me only. I am telling very serious points. So the ignorance, the nature of ignorance is that when we see the world of objects, one thought, we may not verbalize it or say anything, but it is there that it is something different from me. And also it is real. After that, then I have the idea, it is beautiful or not beautiful, or it is a source of joy or source of sorrow. But when the true knowledge takes place, then we understand that you alone are there, that is one Satchidananda Tattva. Other than it, there is nothing. Other than that, what appears as something appears different, which is neither different from you nor real in itself. And that's why the wise man alone knows how to enjoy this whole world. Wise man alone knows what is happiness. Wise person alone is happy. All other ignorant people are only preparing themselves to be happy. All the time they are preparing. If this happens, then I will be happy. If I get it, then I will be happy. So all the time you are preparing only. And by the time you get that object, your desire already changed also. So perpetually you are the same. How are you now as before, Baba? And how you are earlier as I am now? Dayapatra. Aur tu kab sukhi hoga? Wohi to main puch raha hoon. When I will be happy? Every time I thought, if this happens, I will be happy. Wise man is happy. Other man is all the time preparing to be happy. The fundamental problem is there. As long as we think that world is something different from me and world is something real in itself. Very serious point is that. So now, Satya Buddhi, Bhinna Buddhi, Sukha Buddhi, Dukkha Buddhi, all are projections of mind. Then what happens? We'll continue the story tomorrow. It is a TV serial. Tomorrow we'll see then what happens. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om. Om Namo Narayanaya. 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 नारायणाय ॐ नमो 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 नारायणाय श्रीकृष्णचन्द्र भगवान् की जय श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि